When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. The gravel road I walk is filled with weeds and flowers, a symbol of life's joys and sorrows, respectively. This week I was captivated by vivid colors of natural blooms, which I thought worthy of gathering, in spite of chiggers and ticks. Now, if I were a botanist, I might be able to impress you with specific Latin names of my hand-plucked flora, but layman's terms will have to do. You see, I picked feathery stems that look like ferns and lavender blossoms shooting from thin green sticks. The latter reminded me of fireworks. I embellished the bundle with yellows and oranges, complements of black-eyed Susan and a softer, paler version, minus the bruise. One fiery bloom was shaped like an African tree in miniature, the bright cherry petals compacted together to form a cushiony carpet of staggering color. Of course, I added Queen Anne's lace and a tick of sweet clover's purple pom-poms. Delicate, white, daisy-like flowers lay side by side with crispy brown, towering weeds of spindly fingers. It was a beautiful bouquet. Whether all were considered flowers or weeds, I'll leave that up to the professionals. As a natural observer, in my opinion, they all were beautiful. I have to admit, it is easier to appreciate the beauty of a weed that wanders along a gravel road more than one that resides in my manicured flower bed, where I've been battling uninvited grasses and unplanted volunteers for weeks. My back aches, my fingernails are nubbins, and I cannot say that I actually enjoy lovely little blooms while standing on my head digging for invasive roots. One perk, when the blood rushes to my head, it carries with it new revelations. Mark it up to the dizziness or to a position with new perspective, but it occurred to me that a life is a little mix of both of my flower encounters. One is welcome, the other unwanted. I embrace the roses, but I long to banish the thorns. In all reality, whether standing on your head or upright, there are weeds of grief, hardship, and injury that take root in our lives. We pick up a few parasitic pests like fear and discouragement along the way. They seem to cling and irritate, but the beauty of life's challenges bears its own colorful impact. Think about it. The dull and dusty botany that clings safely near the road is not nearly as exciting as those vibrant beauties that are just beyond the ditch or nestled down a ravine along the creek bank. Sweet William comes to mind. You see, the unpredictability of wildflowers is what makes them delightful. We know what to expect from a seed packet, but do we have any idea why the pastures look painted yellow or lilac? Rewards wait for those who are willing to walk the often rocky path that God lays before them and accept the weeds as well as the pansies. I have friends, as I speak, undergoing treatments for life-threatening diseases, some facing death's door, others on the mend. I know families who are in the throes of hard decisions and folks without jobs. When times are weedy and wacky out of our control, it helps when we examine it all in the light of eternity. We're just passing through, and on our journey, often it is the unplanted surprises that make our life more beautifully connected to heaven. For colorful encouragement concerning weeds on your way, hoe through Matthew 13:24-30 in Nature's Guidebook. You'll find some weed and seed insight. May the Lord give you fragrant fortitude to bloom wherever He plants you, weeds and all. I'd love to hear about your thorns and blossoms or what you think about as you stroll life's byways. Drop by westcentralmoinfo.com and get in touch. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.